You've likely heard of Saint Anthony as the patron saint of lost things, but there's so much more to his story. He was also known as the Hammer of Heretics for his courageous stand in defense of the faith. Let's take a closer look together at the true heart of Saint Anthony. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today is the feast of Saint Anthony of Padua. Many know him as the patron saint of lost things, but did you know he was also called the Ark of the Covenant for his deep knowledge of Scripture and the Hammer of Heretics for his fearless defense of the faith? To mark his feast day, I'd like to share a unique reflection by Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira. The professor contrasts the real Saint Anthony, a brilliant theologian, a powerful preacher, and a militant defender of the church, with the watered-down version most of us are familiar with. His words may challenge the way you've thought about this great saint. The professor wrote, "Today is the feast day of Saint Anthony of Padua, called Ark of the Covenant for his profound knowledge of scriptures and Hammer of Heretics for his skill in applying that knowledge in polemics. It is customary in the churches of many Western nations to place the statue of Saint Anthony in a special place of honor to be venerated by the faithful on his feast day. When I visited Assisi in 1950, I admired a picture of the saint painted by Giotto, which is said to be the image most closely resembling him that exists. It presents a strong man with a thick, bull-like neck, a serious expression, an imperious gaze, and a majestic attitude that gives the impression of the doctor of the church he was later declared to be. I bought some reproductions of this picture by Giotto. I also bought another picture that represented Saint Anthony that was sold at the door of the church. This one was not by Giotto, but by some unknown author who portrayed the common picture of Saint Anthony. It showed a young man with soft skin, pink cheeks, and the mindless and somewhat foolish air of one who does not understand anything. In Saint Anthony's face, there is nothing that expresses the doctor of the church, the man who was considered the greatest expert in scriptures of his time. The professor then describes what Saint Anthony was truly like. He knew everything in scriptures and used to quote it by heart. He knew even the most arcane and difficult passages. He was not only able to quote such texts, but used to comment on them and draw concrete consequences from them to smash the heretics and to encourage the faithful. He was also an extraordinary polemicist. His life had nothing to do with the insipid and ecumenical Saint Anthony presented on the holy cards that so many people have. The militant Saint Anthony is the authentic one. But today, his true moral physiognomy has almost completely disappeared. The figure that replaced him is a sentimental one, only concerned about giving graces and favors. There is a fundamental difference in the physical figure, but most of all, there is a fundamental difference in the moral figure of Saint Anthony. The professor continues, "In addition to being honored with the titles Ark of the Covenant and Hammer of Heretics, Saint Anthony is also the patron of the army. The reason for that is linked to two incidents where, from heaven, he intervened in a militant way. The first was when a Spanish fleet was besieging the Muslim city of Oran and facing a long and fruitless siege. In such circumstance, the Spanish admiral went to a statue of Saint Anthony to ask for his intercession. He told Saint Anthony that he, the admiral, could do nothing more without some extraordinary help. Then he turned over his insignias of command to the statue and placed his admiral's hat on its head. Then he asked Saint Anthony to take command of the siege against Oran and conquer the city. Soon after this, the Moors suddenly left the city. Some who were captured and interrogated related that they had seen a friar coming from heaven with an admiral's hat on its head. He threatened the Moors that he would send fire from heaven upon them unless they left the city. In face of this peril, the Muslims found it more prudent to leave. The second incident took place in Rio de Janeiro when it was being attacked by the French Calvinist fleet. The Calvinists had a great advantage over the Brazilian Catholics, who could no longer offer an effective resistance. At that point, the Franciscan friars took a statue of Saint Anthony from their monastery to a central square in Rio and set it on a column. The simple presence of the statue began to provoke a general enthusiasm for the fight. Very soon, a large army of young men entered the army. With this, it was possible to retake lost positions, reorganize the resistance, and make an efficacious counterattack. In a short time, the Calvinists were defeated and left the Brazilian shore. The fact that Brazil did not become a Calvinist country is due in no small part to that marvelous presence of a statue of Saint Anthony. The common devotion to Saint Anthony normally does not mention things like this. He is presented as a sweet, foolish saint who only likes to arrange marriages and enjoy his feast day. This kind of sentimental piety distorted the physiognomy of the great Saint Anthony to hide his militancy. The professor concludes, "I think that we have the obligation to correct this false piety and help restore the true moral physiognomy of the saints. For it is easy to see that this distortion has been affected not only with Saint Anthony, but also with many other saints. Let us ask Saint Anthony to give us the necessary graces to help extirpate this false piety and to become enthusiastic admirers of Catholic militancy as he was." So, as we celebrate Saint Anthony today, let's honor him as he truly was, a warrior, a scholar, and a fearless defender of the faith. If you found this reflection insightful, please let me know in the comments section below. Wishing you all a blessed feast day. Saint Anthony, Hammer of Heretics, pray for us. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.